Welcome back to The Beat, the podcast that takes you deep inside music you love to love. As always, I am Shay, your guide, your enthusiastic companion through the world of contemporary music. And this week, we're going to strip down and dive headfirst into the song that's on everybody's lips and presumably other places. You've heard it, you know it, it's the chart-topping title track from Zan Lennox's new album, Finger on My Button. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce my guest this week, someone who is intimately familiar with this hot new song's subject matter. Please join me in welcoming noted sexological body worker and author of the bestseller Come One, Come All, the inimitable Sable Foster. Sable, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Well, the pleasure is what it's all about, Shay. But really, I'm very glad to be here with you today.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. And hey, since you picked up on that thread, let's start there. Let's talk about our culture's multifaceted relationship with pleasure.
Sexual pleasure.
Oh, not to put too fine a point on it, but yes, sexual pleasure.
Well, it's an important distinction, Shay. We experience pleasure in all kinds of ways. There's the pleasure of good food, the pleasure of good friendship, the pleasure of being in nature, or waking up refreshed after a full night of sleeping, the pleasure we experience when we read a good book. And all of those types of pleasure are things that we all talk about with each other. We're conditioned to be comfortable sharing our thoughts about those kinds of pleasure with just about anyone. But sexual pleasure, the pleasure that comes from erotic stimulation, that's the pleasure that makes people feel weird, a little guilty or ashamed, and definitely not something you talk about casually with just anyone. No one goes to work and says, "Oh, I had the best triple orgasm last night," or "I've been really curious about prostate stimulation. What do you know about it?" I mean, think about it, Shay. What if I asked you right here, right now, when was the last time you had an orgasm?
It's true, and you raise a good point. That's probably why so many people are talking about the Zan Lennox song. The lyrics are boldly upfront with its subject matter, with phrases like throbbing button, kitty cat's delight, got more vibes than a xylophone, gonna get off, get off, get off, get off.
Shay, when was the last time you got off, Shay?
Well, I don't think, I mean, I'm not sure we should be talking about
her. There it is. This is just the thing I'm saying. We feel comfortable talking about sex when it's someone else, or if it's abstracted in some way. You've got your paper there with those lyrics. You can say throbbing button and I'm gonna get off, get off, get off, because you're detached from it. It's not personal. We can pretend that other people have sex, but not us. And that's our way of building a wall between one another. But isn't it just a matter of perspective? What does it mean for something to be uncomfortable to talk about or uncomfortable to hear about? Now, I'll use myself as an example. So, me, I've gotten off twice today already.
Okay.
The first one was a really, really good one. That was this morning. The second one was just a few minutes ago in your green room down the hall. It wasn't the greatest, but it did the trick. Sometimes that's all you need.
In the song?
Okay, fine. In the song.
Thank you.
Zan has got her fingers on her pussy. Can I say that on here? She's rubbing her clit like crazy. She's got vibrating toys. I think she mentions a magic wand, probably a butt plug up inside her. And by the time she's done singing, she's coming, and she's coming hard. That's why everyone's talking about it, Shay, because she's saying things we're not supposed to talk about, because she made it personal, all about herself, no walls. And I know you know all this already, and all of your listeners know it too. That's the only reason the song has any controversy behind it. Because we're not supposed to talk about sex like this. And oh, definitely not about sex with yourself. Goddess forbid. But why not? I mean, really, let's break it down like I break it down in my masturbation classes. Where, exactly where is the threat in acknowledging that most human beings like to come? I don't know where the idea started that it's dirty to feel something that powerful, or that it's dirty to talk about it, but I do know that just shutting people up about it ain't gonna make it go away. And it's not dirty. I think it's beautiful. However you like to get off, wherever you like to get off, whoever you want to get off with, or if it's just yourself, I think it's divine, literally divine.
You teach masturbation classes?
I do. And Shay, I'm good at it.
At teaching or at...
At both, Shay. Very good at both.
So, okay, well, okay, so let's talk about this. If someone were to attend one of your classes, what is that experience like?
Well, it's really not the kind of thing that any description can do justice to. I'd really have to show you what it's like.
And if you want, Shay, if you really want, and all you listeners out there in podcast land, if you really want, I can show you. All you need to do is answer my one little question, because I'm still waiting for an answer.
What question?
I asked you, Shay, when was the last time you got off?
3 days ago.
3 days. How did it feel to answer that question?
It felt private, but also not as frightening as I thought it would be.
That's good. It's just information. And listeners, I hope you're picking up on that too. It's just information, nothing more than that. Now, here comes another question, and once again, this is just information. Shay, do you trust me?
This is so... Yes. Yes, Sable, I do trust you.
Perfect. Then I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. And listeners, you can do this too if you feel comfortable. First, close your eyes.
Okay.
And now, rest your hand on your arm, either hand on either arm. All that matters is the touch. Feel your skin. Try to connect with every little tiny cell that makes up the flesh on your arm. Feel the heat from the blood that rushes through your veins, pumping out from your heart with every pulse, and sense how it flows throughout your entire body. It concentrates in your hand and comes back to you in the sensation of you. You can sense it, can't you? You can feel it.
I can feel it.
You can feel it. That's you connecting with you. And that's all you need to do. Sometimes when we touch ourselves, we like to pretend our hands belong to other people and that they're the ones doing the touching. That's what fantasy is. Fantasy is perfectly fine for other times. But just for now, I'd like you to stay in the moment. No pretending. Feel how you touch yourself. Start to explore a little more. Bring your hand down to your other hand. Feel your fingers. Rub your thumb in circles into your palm if that feels good. Find other ways to touch yourself. Keep your hands away from between your legs. We'll get there soon. For now, recognize all of the other places that you can feel pleasure. There's a lot of pleasure to feel. Rub your hands on your body, your thighs, your hips. Try some unexpected places. Press your earlobes between your fingertips. Massage the back of your neck. Slowly caress the inside of your elbow. Keep your eyes closed and run your tongue along your upper lip. Back and forth, back and forth on that upper lip. Feel all of the sensations there. Now on your lower lip, back and forth, your tongue and your lips. Really feel how that sensation connects to the pleasure centers in your brain. It feels good, right? This is all about you. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel good. Shay, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I feel good. Relaxed.
So, let's take it a step further. That includes you out there. Anyone who can hear my voice, I'm here to keep you safe. Are you ready?
Ready.
Slowly, slowly, so you can feel every sensation. Slide your hands to your waist. If you're still wearing any clothing on your hips or on your legs, I would like you to remove them at this time. Slowly. Feel yourself become unconstricted as your skin meets the open air. Just like that. Yes, it's okay to make sounds if you feel like you want to moan or sigh. You're in your own space. I'm just here to guide you. Now, I'd like you to slide your hands onto your thighs. One hand on each thigh. Give your thighs a little squeeze. Feel the soft solidity of your own body. It can give you pleasure from anywhere you touch yourself. And when you're ready, just as slow as you've been going, I want you to move your hands closer to each other until they meet between your legs. Both hands. Feel yourself. You deserve to feel good. You know how to touch yourself. You know what makes you feel good, and you have the space, so you just do whatever you need to do to feel good. That's it. Keep going. This is all for you. And it feels so nice to know you can do this for yourself. Feel your hands. Feel yourself. Stroke yourself. Rub yourself. Everything you do is the right thing to do in this moment. This is what you deserve. This is what you can give to yourself. Anytime you want it. Anytime you need it. And as you feel yourself, you may start to sense that you're getting close. Close to something you want to happen.
Yes.
I want you to hold on to that sensation. Take it slow. Let that sensation climb and multiply upon itself. See how far you can take it. That pressure is building more and more, and it feels so good. You know it's going to feel even better when you get to release all of that concentrated sensation, all of that concentrated pleasure. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. And when I get to 0, and only when I say 0, you're going to let yourself come. And it's going to feel amazing. You are going to feel amazing. You can do this. You deserve this. Here we go. 5. Keep rubbing. Keep stroking. 4. That pressure is building. Hold on to it. 3. You can feel the sensation spread through every nerve in your body. 2. Your entire being is crying out for release. 1. And you deserve to feel good. Now. 0. Yes. Stay in that feeling. Come. Let it course through you. This is yours, and you can feel like this anytime you want to. How are you feeling, Shay? Shay? I think Shay is a little spent, y'all. It might take a little time to recover. But if I'm reading the clock right, I think it's probably just about time to wrap up anyway. I know Shay would probably like to thank their producer and their engineer and all of you listeners out there. And of course me, for being your guest and your guide today. I'd like to thank you too for allowing me into your ears and into your personal space today. This was just a little taste of my classes, but if you want to know more, I encourage you to look up what's available in your local area. Find your local sexological body workers. If you have some good sex toy boutiques near you, they're always a great resource for classes and events. They can point you in the right direction. Find what's out there for you. You deserve to feel good, and I feel good having been here with you today. I'm sure Shay is going to be all recovered by next week. This was a lot of fun. I hope I get to come back soon too. Until next time, this is Sable Foster saying, treat yourselves well, listeners. Bye for now.